Joining us now, he's back, the CEO of Antigua, Ron McPherson, joins us. Ron, welcome back into the golf shop.
Thanks for having me on your show.
Yeah, we're so glad to have you back as our official apparel provider. This is it was among the best news I've had all month.
Well, good. We're glad to be back.
All right, so I got to throw you a curveball here because you and I have had this conversation before. I'm out there, I'm cruising around the website, I'm looking at, you know, the performance spring stuff, and I'm looking at it for 18, and then there's a link to go to the 19 stuff, so I get to see what's coming out in the fall for the following spring. You got pants now. What's up?
Well, you know, the design team beat on me long enough that I finally agreed to let them test. You know, pants are hard in the golf side of our business because it's such a top-driven business, but we'll see. And I know some of our tour professionals will like to be able to get some pants from us as well. So we'll give it a test and see if it works.
Yeah, I mean, how do you decide ahead of time? I mean, that one of the problems with pants is inventory because you have all the combinations of waist and length. I mean, how do you figure out what to even produce?
Well, that's actually one of the things that this pant and the short are doing is the way they're designed. They're actually covering a couple of sizes so that you end up with fewer SKUs. And also the way the lengths are designed, it also covers a couple of SKUs. So it does cut down the inventory. But that's one of the big challenges of slacks is, you know, 32 through 42 or 30 through 42 even sizes and then the various lengths. So we can cut down a little bit. But as I say, it's a test and we'll see how we do.
And ironically enough, Mike has a new job outside of the radio show and he actually has to wear pants now instead of wearing shorts all the time.
I remember that now, that he hadn't had a pair of pants on in like 15 years or something.
Yeah, I mean, working from home, I mean, it's, you know, gym shorts and or cargo shorts every day. And now they discourage that in the office.
Yeah, I believe that.
I need a stronger modesty panel on my desk. So, well, I mean, in addition to the big news about pants and the big news about your return to the Golf Shop Show, you guys are heading down under. Tell us a little bit about this relationship with Axis. And I'm curious, you know, when you start talking about the Australian market, I bet our listeners would be surprised how big the Australian golf market really is.
Well, you know, we've had a number of international partners now for several years. We certainly started 27 years ago in Canada, and our partner up there has done a wonderful job in distributing the Antigua brand in the golf shops and in retail and in the corporate business. So we started looking at other parts of the world where the brand would do well because of golf. And we created a partnership in Malaysia, Singapore. I think you're aware that they do a men's tour event and a women's tour event in Malaysia, and golf is growing big there. And we've been trying hard in Australia for the last couple of years, and I did meet the people from Axis Golf a year ago at the PGA show. And the head man at Axis Golf, Brosnan Group, is a man named Dennis Brosnan, and he's a golf professional. And he started his business in 1970. So he's been like the golf expert in Australia since 1970. And he has golf retail stores. He has a sales force that covers the wholesale aspect of golf, selling to the other golf facilities in the area. And he also does a corporate business where he's selling logoed product to Australian companies. So it fits right into what we do. So we spent, you know, the better part of a year determining how to go about it, and they signed an agreement, and they're actually going to be here on the 4th of June, I believe it is, we're going to have a distributor meeting and go over the entire line, and they'll be placing orders that the Antigua gear will start to flow into warehouses in Australia.
Man, that's awesome, and that's big to, you know, become even more global than you already are. And you know, one of the things that Mike and I always talk about with you is, you know, we always talk about colors and designs. And you know, what have you seen? Has there been another shift in the last year or so? I mean, between 18 and 19, kind of where's the colors and styles going?
Well, the last 2 years, the line has been more of what we refer to as jewel tones. Where the previous years to that, you can remember the the highlight kind of colors, the big, you know, the really bright oranges and yellows and that kind of thing, and then it toned down to jewel tones. What we're seeing and what our design team has prognosticated through all their research is for 19, you're going to see a lot more pastels. You're going to see more prints with a little bit of an island flair to them. And it's going to be an interesting departure again as colors change. So so far, so good. We've had really good response to the new line already at several of the shows. There was a big trade show in the desert in Palm Springs area where our line was very well received by the buyers, and we've already written orders for September. So hope the design team is right. That's always the key.
Because if they're not, they're going to hear from you.
Exactly.
Well, you know, and it's funny. We talk all the time about how your sizing is just exactly right, which is amazing, and the wearability and the washability is great. But I have added the idea of the color story to the website, and if people go out to Antigua.com and check out for if you want to look at these 19 colors and combinations, what I really like about these stories is that it's almost like garanimals. You could buy all of your clothes within one line and it's mix and match. I mean, you've got combinations of blocks and patterns and stripes, and all of it complements each other. So you could basically outfit yourself from head to toe in one of these color stories and then be able to swap everything out. Where did that idea come from?
Well, I mean, inside of the wholesale business in golf with the really good professional golf buyers at country clubs and resorts, they've always bought in color stories. They put together groups that can be well merchandised together, the shirts and the overtops and the layering pieces and the bottoms, et cetera. And they'll buy a blue story for a March delivery and a green story for an April delivery and that kind of thing. So they've always done that. But now kind of getting that on the website, and because our website is looked at and viewed by the consumer quite a bit, the consumer is seeing, I can do that as well. And particularly guys, just like you and me, guys are not used to buying in color story. They're used to buying items.
Right.
Women are professional buyers, and they've always bought in color stories and ensemble. So they get it immediately. But you know, I think it's a nice little added feature that I didn't really see being a benefit on the consumer side, but it is. We did these color stories for our wholesale buyers, and now it's adding a benefit for the consumer.
Well, and I love it, and sort of being the LPGA guy with a daughter and sisters and all that stuff, I of course go and I look at your women's line, and you guys have gone right in on the cinch skort, which is very fashion forward and very cool. But I also see, similar to Mark's question about the pants, I asked you at one point where you guys were on the sort of running tights, the yoga pants, whatever you want, and you've now got the Backspin is a golf yoga pant for women. Is this are you trying to set the tone, or are you making a political statement, Ron, about how okay it is for women to wear those kinds of pants on the golf course?
Well, actually, you know, what we did is our design team and Danielle Dalios, who's our senior, she's not old, but she's our senior designer in the women's side, said we need to test some leggings, knowing that you can't wear, and a lot of golf courses, you can't wear just the leggings. So the two pieces that go together are the Backspin leggings with the enclave skirt. And so the girls in many of the courses will wear a skirt over the leggings. But those leggings are wonderful for their workouts or their yoga or whatever. So it's kind of a dual purpose.
Again, we're talking with Ron McPherson, the CEO of Antigua. And yeah, I think that's the key too. I mean, when you guys... You know, I would say probably what, maybe in the last 7 to 8, maybe 10 years, it's been more of a what can I wear to the golf course and walk off the golf course and go meet somebody for dinner or go have dinner, whether it's at the club or somewhere else. And I think that's what you guys continue to do, you know, is find ways to utilize everything that you have across the board in more ways than one.
I'd agree with that. I mean, our design team is trying to create lifestyle apparel, not necessarily golf apparel. Yes, in the catalog it says this is the performance golf collection, but every one of these pieces can be worn for other purposes other than playing golf, and that gives the consumer some great flexibility with all of the items in our line.
Now, at this point, with the growth of the business, how important is continuing to attract current touring players to your family?
Oh, very important. You know, we've worked real hard over the several years with the LPGA because we were growing our ladies line and we wanted representation on tour. And we continue to do well there. We have two girls, though, that aren't going to play a lot this year because both of them are expecting. Jarena Pillar is due any day as far as what I heard because her husband dropped out of the Zurich tournament this weekend. And Stacey Lewis just announced that she's due in November. So that's very cool for those girls. And I got personal phone calls from both of them when they found out. So they're really nice people, and it's great to have them. We're always looking for other ways to get the brand out there on tour. But one of the things we just did, which is kind of fun, is we've got one of the personalities on the morning drive on the Golf Channel wearing Antigua gear every day. Mm. Damon Hack, one of the hosts for the morning drive, is now wearing Antigua, and that's given us some nice exposure for the brand as well.
Yeah, I was going to say, with two of your staff players, about to have a baby and announcing that they're having a baby, does that mean that the designers are back there looking for maternity golf wear?
Well, they may want them to, but I won't let them.
Because I could use that, too. Depends if it's Taco Tuesday. I could use some maternity wear. So, I'm looking at the men's line now, and again, the color story's coming up. And like you said, there seems to be a lot of gray and black base with matching with pastels. Is that, again, going into the idea of having everything be mix and match?
For sure. It's just the dominant colors this year have been the strong blues and the strong reds, where next year in, holiday 18, spring and 19, there's just a few more pastels in the line. You can just look at the style in Spire, and you're seeing, that's a great solid with a little bit of an embossed diamond pattern in it with a really clean self-collar fabric. All the new colors in that are all very pastels, flamingo and rosewood and frost and Chardonnay, they're all pastels. And so we're expecting that, again, that the prognostications that we're seeing and the trends we're seeing in various markets are saying that pastels are going to be strong in 19.
And Ron, one more thing before we let you go, in terms of things like outerwear and even the luggage, I honestly wear the outerwear all winter. I don't wear anything else but the Antigua stuff that I've gotten from y'all, and it's great stuff. How does the outerwear sell, and how's the luggage line going?
Outerwear is, exceptionally strong, particularly the overtop quarter zip type pieces. We certainly sell our share of jackets. We're not a technical outerwear company. We really don't provide a rain gear. But, the midweight and lightweight overtops are very strong. We expect a piece called Cryptic, which is in the next line, to be unbelievable because it's a really pretty mix of some design, and it'll really set a logo off. And so it's doing very well. As far as the luggage is concerned, the luggage and the headwear we put in the line, certainly because we knew it had a market, but one of the other reasons we put it in is because it doesn't require a size.
Right.
So a lot of times with our event business in particular, an event needs to give away a gift, but they don't want to deal with the size aspect for 144 players. So they grab a nice little executive backpack or a rolling duffel or, a wine tote or something like that with the logo, and that's a nice gift, and then they don't have to worry about the size.
Well, like we said, Ron, it's great to have y'all back on board with the Golf Shop Radio Show. We really appreciate it, and we look forward to more stuff from y'all and maybe giving away some stuff as well.
You got it, and thanks for having me on your show, guys.